Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And this is going to be my bracket predictions and my first real playoff edition. You know, everyone obviously knows I believe the Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup. You know, this is my team. But this is kind of how we're going to get there. Well, I believe it's going to be us in six games against the Golden Knights. I do believe that the Golden Knights will give us a little bit of trouble because, you know, they are the reigning Stanley Cup champions. But I just think everything about our team is the most balanced and best team to make a deep run. And on the other side, I do have one upset alert, and there's going to be tons of people that are going to disagree with me on this one. I do believe that the Winnipeg Jets are actually going to beat the Colorado Avalanche. I believe that series will go six games as well. The biggest part is the question behind the goaltending. And I'm not the only one that said this. There's actually several analysts in the NHL that kind of agree with me. I've been listening to a lot on the NHL Network, a lot on ESPN, and it's Gorgiev. The question mark behind him, he's kind of been inconsistent the last few games. He's just not living up to his potential. And at the end of the day, I just think the structure of Winnipeg's defense is just better. Look, I get it. Nathan McKinnon, Langenskog, Makar. There's a lot of that high-powered offense. But this is what a true top-heavy team looks like in the NHL. And to me, that's just not how playoff teams win. I mean, I could eat crow by the end of this, but it's just one of the teams that I'm going to put the actual upset alert on. Okay, let's move on. Well, most likely people are going to think this is an upset too, but the Canucks are good, but Nashville down the stretch just had that incredible battle consistency run they had. What was it, like 17-2 or something? They went like for like a 15-game winning streak or something crazy in the middle of that last month and a half of the season. Josi looks like he's playing like the Roman Josi that, you know, used to win Norris trophies. You know, everyone talks about Demko, how good of a goaltender Vancouver has, but he's been hurt half the year. And all of a sudden, he's healthy and he's going to come in and be Thatcher Demko of old. I mean, it's going to take a minute for his game to get placed. Goaltenders need to play. They need to be consistent. But no one wants to talk about UC Saros. Saros is a hell of a goaltender. You know, there's a lot of rumors that he was going to get traded at the trade deadline. And they kept him. And where they are, they're sitting in the playoffs. That one also goes, I think that one goes seven. I think that the Canucks will give them a stronger game than what the others. I mean, they still got Hughes, and they still got Ellis Pettersson, and there's a good team on that side, but just the consistency down the stretch for the Canucks kind of scares me. You gotta be on runs. You gotta play your best hockey at the best time. And yes, Edmonton will beat the Kings. They're just the better team. Picking up a guy like Evander Kane, they've done some things to structure their defense. I will give them that. That series will go 6 games. I just believe that the Kings got in, but they're just not enough. There's just too many old players. Don't get me wrong. I like Doughty. I like Kopitar, but you guys are past your prime. And then, of course, Dallas will beat Winnipeg. And I know that because Dallas overall has had a great year against them. And Winnipeg got one of the 4 games at the end of the season on us, but we're just built better. The thing about Hellebuck is he's kind of what they lean on sometimes. As much as their defense has improved, we're just going to have so many shots on goal in that series against them that he's going to get overwhelmed. As much as I'd love to see Nashville beat Edmonton, I do think that the shots on goal, the star power, will overwhelm a little bit. But the Dallas-Edmonton conference final will be awesome. I believe this one will go 7 games. But once again, it's the goaltending question mark for Edmonton. They haven't really put a goaltender together yet. Dallas wins that. And tomorrow, on my way into work, I'll do the Eastern Conference side of the bracket. I am going to watch a lot of the Eastern Conference playoffs today, and we'll talk more. You'll hear what my reveal on why I think the Rangers are going to end up being the representation of the conference for the Eastern Conference. And I'll show how I think they're going to get there. Go Stars.